This is Akashvani, the news read by Nipunika Shahid. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Bihar and Odisha. Addressing the gathering after launching projects worth 18,600 crore rupees in Odisha, the Prime Minister said Naxal menace in the country would come to an end soon. He said the BJP government at the centre has reduced the number of Naxal-affected districts in the country to fewer than 20. The PM expressed hope that Odisha will become a developed state by 2036 as envisioned in the Odisha Vision Document 2036 unveiled by him.
साथियों बड़े लक्ष्य पाने के लिए हमें बहुत दूर तक देखना होता है दूरदृष्टि रखनी होती है यहां जो हमारी भाजपा सरकार है वो सिर्फ एक साल की उपलब्धियां और पांच साल बाद क्या होगा इतने तक सीमित नहीं है वो आने वाले दशकों के लिए ओडिशा के विकास के रोड मैप क्या होगा इसके ऊपर काम कर रही है ओडिशा सरकार ने 2036 के लिए जब ओडिशा राज्य 100 साल का होगा उन्होंने उसके लिए विशेष प्लान बनाया है
Earlier today, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth around 5,900 crore rupees at Sivan in Bihar. Addressing a public meeting at Jasauli in Sivan, the Prime Minister said NDA is a symbol of development as it has led Bihar to the path of prosperity and rapid growth during the past 11 years. The 11th International Day of Yoga will be observed across the globe tomorrow. The Ministry of Culture will organize yoga sessions at 100 tourist-based iconic destinations and 50 more cultural sites across the country. The main celebration will be organized by the Ministry of Ayush in Vishakhapatnam, which will be attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
कुछ लोग सोचते हैं योग के लिए फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी चाहिए लेकिन फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी तो सोच में होनी चाहिए ना ना कोई बंधन ना कोई बॉडी टाइप बचपन हो या पचपन व्हीलचेयर हो या वर्क फ्रॉम होम योग सबका हक है
योग जीवन से जब जुड़ता है एक सहज क्रिया बन जाता है तो वो प्रति पल उसका बेनिफिट देता रहता है
आइए इस 21 जून हम सब हिस्सा बने अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस का और करें स्ट्रेच एंड चिल
As part of the celebrations, entry to all Archaeological Survey of India monuments will be free of cost for the public. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today announced that NAFED will soon begin direct procurement from farmers, eliminating intermediaries from the agricultural production process. He was speaking at a national seminar held in Mumbai on the occasion of the International Year of Cooperatives. Mr. Shah stated that the government will soon launch an insurance company based on the cooperative model and announced that 2 lakh new primary agricultural credit societies, PACs, will be established across the country. In a significant update on the aftermath of the recent plane crash tragedy in Ahmedabad, nearly 231 DNA samples of the deceased have been successfully identified till 6 p.m. this evening. Ahmedabad Civil Hospital Medical Superintendent Dr. Rakesh Joshi told the media that 210 bodies have been handed over to their families. He said the state government, in collaboration with central agencies, has been expediting the forensic and legal formalities to facilitate the grieving families. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast isolated heavy rainfall in several areas of northwest India for next few days. Heavy to very heavy rainfall will also occur at isolated places over Assam, Meghalaya, East Madhya Pradesh and East Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi will also witness heavy rainfall. India today marched ahead on the first day of the opening test against England at Headingley, Leeds, when its young batsman Yashasvi Jaiswal hit a majestic 100. After being asked to bat, openers KL Rahul and Yashasvi Jaiswal stitched a solid 91-run partnership, surpassing the 64-run mark set by legends Sunil Gavaskar and Chris Srikanth back in 1986, a record that stood unchallenged for 39 years. India were 359 for 3 in 85 overs when the reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.